RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. A week before Christmas. Apparently, you have some news here. The WNBA, without a collective bargaining agreement, apparently the players have issued a statement. Apparently, a decisive vote for the executive committee of the Players Association to call a strike when necessary. It is a decision, they say, an unavoidable response to the state of negotiations with the WNBA Ownership Council. So who knows? I mean, there's a CBA problem in the NWSL, which is preventing Trinity Rodman from re-signing with the Washington Spirit. And there's no CBA right now in the WNBA, and a potential strike. We know this from years and years of experience. When the NHL went on strike and an entire season was lost in 2004. Now, they've obviously recovered, but it took them a long time. A sport that, quite honestly, was struggling to compete with the NFL, baseball, the NBA. Then they shut down the entire sport for a year. But somehow they fixed it, and the game is healthier than ever. Maybe that happens with the WNBA. I don't know. And it's certainly too early to be thinking about shutting down a sport for an entire year, but not good. You know, when you're the NFL, you can pretty much walk on water and do whatever the hell you want, and nobody is bothered, for the most part. I mean, people would be bothered. But you get the point. They could recover from anything. Same thing with the NBA, right? The NBA had a 50-game season? That was like, was that 2000? Maybe it was a little bit later than that. I can't remember. You know, they largely recovered. So I don't want to say the WNBA could never recover. Of course they could. Time heals all wounds. But it is not good when you're not a top, top, top tier sport and you are battling for eyeballs and you have no league and you have no contract. And you have no games, and you have no product, and you have nothing but acrimony. Not good. Not good. All right. I wanted to get to this. And AMAC, I'm going to kind of need you here.
Let's go.
As we know, the college football playoffs begin when? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I love you.
Tomorrow.
You're always a day away. Anyway.
I wonder what Paulie thinks of your voice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Sure. Tonight, there is one bowl game that nobody cares about. Missouri State, Arkansas State. Tomorrow night, it begins. It is on like Donkey Kong, as they say. Alabama and Oklahoma. We're going to cover that game tomorrow during All Things AMAC, amongst other games. But today, I want to concentrate on Miami, the 10 seed, at number 7, Texas A&M, College Station, the whole stupid 12th man thing, Kyle Field, all
stupid
that.
Stupid 12th man thing? You're going to dismiss that?
Oh, absolutely.
That's like one of the best like environments in college football. You're going to dismiss
it? There's plenty of good environments.
That's up there with the best of them, Rooster. Come on now. Why do you find it stupid? Because it's a number and you detest numbers and data?
It bothers me in Seattle, too. Tonight we get the Thursday night game. They call themselves the 12s. You're not 12s. You're people. You're fans. Shut up. Stop.
Yeah.
You're just fans that yell loud. That's it.
Yeah, there's no purpose for them at all.
It's
right?
Dumb.
Yeah, just dumb.
Just like the 12th man. Please stop. You're fans. Anyway, College Station. Noon Eastern time. Is Cowboy Bob making fun of me?
Yeah, he says you hate everything. It's like that meme. You ever seen Steve Carell from The Office? He's like, whenever I try to make things fun, exciting, and lovable, you make things not that way. He's basically said the same thing about you.
Here's how I would answer that. I'm not a puppet like the rest of you are. I am my own man. I love certain things. I love people winning championships and the celebration. I love community service and athletes and teams helping out sick kids. Love that. Can't get enough of it.
And you can't love that and numbers is what you're saying.
I don't love the 12th man or calling yourself a 12. Like, Drab is one of our bosses. He's a Seahawks fan. He doesn't usually, like, when I walk up to him and I talk Seahawks football, I don't normally say, hey, 12, how are you?
I like when you, like, trying to make a point against something. You stick, like you've never heard of a metaphor before.
Well, I'm just saying, I call him Drab or Matt. I don't say, hey, 12. What's going on? Excited about the Seahawks game tonight?
Exactly. Like, you always make these extreme like theories that
I mean, if you're going to if you're going to call yourself a 12, shouldn't I address a Seahawks fan by a 12? My sister, I don't know how, I don't know why, in Erie, Pennsylvania, she's never been to Seattle in her life, somehow became a Seahawks fan. Should I call her up and say, hey, good luck tonight, 12?
Has anyone asked you for that expectation to be met?
No, but I mean.
They
want to be called 12s or 12th man in Kyle Field, right?
Because they go to the stadium and they make noise that causes.
Everybody makes noise.
That causes another obstacle so loud more than other fans that it is another obstacle to get over as in a 12th man.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you don't see that correlation.
I mean, if they want to be called 12 and 12th man, then I expect them to live that moniker out 24 hours a day.
Okay. This is an uphill battle. I'm not.
Anyway.
Logic is chasing you. You're faster.
Which is something nobody has ever said about me. Maybe I can replace that speed lightning guy at Turner Field or Truist Park. That apparently is quitting or retiring or whatever, that runs around the warning track and chases everybody down. So Miami going into Texas A&M, right? Because of the 12th man and because Texas A&M's defense is really good, it is going to be an uphill battle. Texas A&M is only favored by 3.5. They're giving Miami some respect here. 3.5 is generally you're going to spot the home team 3 points. So theoretically, this is a slight favorite for Texas A&M. I think they are better. I think they are going to win. I don't trust Carson Beck in a big spot, in a hostile environment with the 12s, the 13s, the 14s, or the 20s. Miami at number 10 just sneaked into the college football playoff, right? Because JMU and Tulane, group of 5, 11 and 12, all that. Miami was the last at-large seed, right? So today on ESPN, Get Up, they were having the debate because they needed something to talk about, and the producer said, hey, let's talk about this. This will be fun for our panel of 17. So the question that they were having is, if Miami loses, does that prove they shouldn't have been in the college football playoff? If Miami loses, and especially if it's one-sided, does that prove that they should have been in the college football playoff or shouldn't have been in the college football playoff? And I sat there and I said, look, I said, you know, I grew up a Miami fan, right? I didn't have a local team to root for. I mean, I kind of rooted for Syracuse because my mom spent part of her life there. My grandmother lived there, but not really. You know, I kind of rooted for Penn State because one of my good friends, a Penn State alum and fan. Rutgers, I was never into, you know, despite living on Long Island. There was no Long Island team or Manhattan or whatever. So I adopted Miami early on because Oklahoma and Nebraska were the cream of the crop in college football. Miami was on the rise. Miami was a bunch of badasses. Miami were, you know, rebellions, were filled with swagger, all of that. Until I realized how stupid all that stuff was. And then I stopped liking them. So I am not a Miami fan per se. But I did grow up part of my childhood and into my young adulthood rooting for the Miami Hurricanes. Now, I probably talk more crap about them than anything. But while I don't think they're going to win on Saturday afternoon, I realize and acknowledge they could win, obviously. But I don't think they're going to win. But in no way, shape, or form, would losing on the road to a really good defensive team, in no way, shape, or form, to an 11-1 team that beat Notre Dame as well, by no way, shape, or form, should that justify or lead to any conversation at all, period, that Miami shouldn't have made the college football playoff. What happens in the playoffs, boys and girls, is different than what happens in the regular season. It's a different game. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different everything. In all sports, what happens in the regular season does not always carry over to the postseason. You know, we see this all the time. Team dominates Team B in the regular season and then gets lit up like a Christmas tree in the postseason in a playoff series. Texas A&M, they lost their last game to Texas, 27-17. So you could argue they could be ripe for the picking. You could argue that. And Miami could win. Miami's talented enough to win. I mean, but as long as Marcel Reed doesn't completely crap the bed, as long as Texas A&M doesn't have disaster after disaster on special team, they should be good enough to win this game. Now, they are not lights out defensively, but they're good. You know, they've averaged almost 22 points a game. Allowed an average. That's top 40, but it's not lights out. So you could see Miami moving the football. Question is whether Miami's going to turn the ball over, have key penalties, not execute in the red zone, whatever the case might be. And obviously, that's pretty much the story of every football game. But literally, there are going to be people on Monday, and maybe even after, during the game Saturday, after the game Saturday, whatever, that say, if Miami loses to Texas A&M, and especially if it's one-sided, whatever one-sided means, 7+ points, that they're going to go, yeah, Miami didn't deserve to be here. See, we told you Notre Dame got screwed. And it's going to be led by those Golden Domers. They're going to be number one out in front. And then it's going to be all the people that thought Miami, not good enough. Notre Dame should get in. For whatever reason, they don't like Mario Cristobal. They hate. I see a lot of hate for Mario Cristobal on Twitter. Now, maybe I shouldn't pay attention to so much on Twitter, but I see pundits, like people that actually get paid, not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry, criticizing Mario Cristobal for game clock situations, game management situations. And I'm not telling you he's good. He's not. But the point being is Miami deserves to be in the college football playoff because Miami earned it in the regular season. What happens on Saturday proves nothing. What happens on Saturday means nothing. It's a second season. Indiana got beat badly in the first round of the college football playoff last year by Notre Dame on a Friday night in South Bend. Did that mean they didn't deserve to be in the college football playoff? Oregon got smoked by Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. Did they not deserve to be in the college football playoff? You see how dumb that argument is? Hey, Mac, am I missing something here?
No, I think you're hitting everything right on the head, man. And it's nauseating because every year there's a team or two that pundits and media think should have been in the college football playoff that didn't make it. And it's kind of driving the conversation behind certain teams and certain agendas. And it's, again, it, like I said, it's nauseating, it's annoying, and it just nonsensical at some points.
I'm going to ask you a very important question on the other side. And I want you to answer it because it has something to do with a quarterback that you've already mentioned on today's show. Question coming up. It's got a local flavor. It's got a national flavor. Quack, quack, quack is your hint. That's coming straight ahead. Then we'll get into the Nationals as they hire a new general manager and some interesting rumors out there. We'll go over that in our final hour, our final 40 minutes or so right here on the Team 980. Good to have you with us.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, if you don't have two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree, what do you have in life? Or three French hens. And don't forget about that partridge in a pear tree. Yes, a week before Christmas. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. Well, it's a doozy. In a sec, what they're saying about the Heisman vote, which we touched on yesterday, or should I say one voter and one prominent college football voice is saying. But before we get to the Nationals as well, and some rumors there, and a new GM, I mentioned at the last end of the last segment, I don't think it's fair. Miami, if they lose on Saturday against Texas A&M, College Station, whatever, 14th man, that they're looked upon as unworthy of being in the college football playoff. I think that's ridiculous. Sound like AMAC agreed. So, AMAC, I'm going to ask you, you're a big Dante Moore fan.
Yeah.
The Oregon quarterback, for those not familiar. They're at home Saturday night in Eugene. Tough place to play.
Yeah.
Not impossible. Not impossible. Indiana went in there and kicked their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But tough place to play for the James Madison Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
If James Madison goes in there and gets wiped 17-plus points.
Yeah.
Does that mean they shouldn't have been in the college football playoff?
No, I don't think so. Because I think that the parameters for the college football were set before this season kicked off. And I understand that James Madison had a weaker schedule and the ACC's tiebreakers, the way they worked out, a team that wasn't even in the college football top 25 entering conference championship weekend ended up winning a conference championship, which allowed James Madison to get into it. I understand all of that, but the parameters were set before the season started. So everyone knew highest five conference championship winners. There's a problem with the system. I will totally listen and understand that. James Madison is definitely not one of the 12 best teams in college football. There's an argument that they may not even be top 15, top 20 teams in college football, but they met the parameters for the college football playoff and they deserve to be in.
Agreed.
I don't understand this logic of, oh, let's kick out the group of five, let's do this, let's do that, because the teams that we want to see, the best 12 teams, it's in, even in the NFL, and I know it's a different game, I know they're, you know, 32 teams versus 120, I get that, but even in the NFL, four division winners make it in each conference. And some of those division winners are better than the wild card winners, and they're given a home championship or a home playoff game. Some of those division winners may be worse than the teams that don't make it. It's the same type of concept where we want to award teams for making and winning a conference championship. And I think that's still important, and I think that should be carried throughout the college football playoff, even if we do expand. And no one had a problem with it until James Madison made it and Tulane made it. Now, does the system need tweaking? Yes, of course. Let's sit down and talk about tiebreakers to avoid this scenario in the future. But James Madison met the parameters they deserve to be in.
Same thing if Tulane gets blown out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, again, and we should also keep in mind, these are not neutral field. This is a home game for Oregon, right? For
yeah.
James Madison on Saturday night, or mm-hmm. it'll be late Saturday afternoon out there in Eugene. I'm totally with you. I don't love that teams in the NFL or whatever automatically qualify for the playoffs, get a home game if they win their division, because, you know, you could be, I mean, under the old system, you know, you could have been 8-8 or like the Commanders were in 2020, 7-9, right? But them's be the rules. You know what the rules are. You know that's your ticket in. You know that going in. It's not subjective. It's reality. Okay? So I agree that we shouldn't penalize or look down upon Tulane, James Madison, or Miami, or whoever, or even Alabama. Like, if Alabama gets their asses kicked tomorrow night, people are going to be screaming, see, see, see? Now, first of all, I don't think they're going to get their ass kicked by Oklahoma, because Oklahoma's offense is not good enough. But I could see Oklahoma winning that game, and you know that's going to be the argument. You can make an argument as to whether a team is worthy, but not make the argument post-playoff game that they weren't worthy because of what happened in the playoff game. That's the point. So that's what I wanted to get to. Did you see what Reese Davis said about Diego Pavia?
No, I did not.
So Reese Davis, of course, host of College Game Day and all of that stuff, and the College Game Day podcast, he said he regrets casting his Heisman vote for Pavia. He said, quote, Heisman gets a lot of talk, and I don't want to wrap this up by piling on Diego Pavia because he apologized for his post-Heisman behavior, and understandably so. I didn't feel like he owed the voters an apology. He can say whatever he wants to them. As a voter, I saw some people who took umbrage with that, but I did not. He could say what he wants. So that was a quote. Pretty benign. Seems like he's going to be siding with Diego Pavia. But he continued. But the one thing that his behavior, even with the apology included and accepted, did for me was that it made me regret my Heisman vote. This is Reese Davis. Okay? Not me or AMAC. He said, I voted for Diego Pavia because I know what the history of Vanderbilt is. I thought he was the most dynamic player. I'm predisposed in Heisman voting to vote for guys who create wow moments. He said this was the second time he regretted ultimately his Heisman vote over 20-something years, and he's only regretted it twice. He didn't go into details as to who that was, but he explained kind of the part. He said, quote, I regretted the vote because after Pavia's behavior in the aftermath, I was like, man, I'm glad he didn't win. I'm glad he didn't win. That's not the way you should feel about a player as great as Pavia is on the field. The reason why this is important is, as we talked about yesterday, not only did Diego Pavia make himself look bad and Vanderbilt look bad and everything that he accomplished and his family and everything, but think about it. If you're an NFL team, do you want a hothead like that in your building even though he apologized? I mean, let's be honest. Did he really mean the apology? Did he really learn anything? Maybe he did. But in a lot of cases, he probably didn't. And he might not have. So to me, I worry about Diego Pavia moving forward and bringing him into whatever my building is. Now, if you have no culture, if you just believe in like slapping people together, all that, you know, I guess you won't have a problem. But like this team, the Commanders, could need a second quarterback, could need a third quarterback, could need both. If Mariota and, Josh Johnson leave, they could need both. You want Diego Pavia here? You want Diego Pavia and that kind of lightning rod? You want him saying something to the effect of F. Jaden Daniels? I'm not saying he would say that, but something, you get the point. Do you want that? You want that in your building? I don't. All right, coming up next, a few minutes on the Nationals, who hired a new GM yesterday and who are featured in some rumors around Major League Baseball via Jeff Passan of ESPN. Let's go with the final trending alert. All right, the Commanders wrapped up the main part of the practice week. Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, Northwest Stadium. The Philadelphia Eagles come into town. Laremy Tunsil has been ruled out. Of course, you know Jaden Daniels was already ruled out, not only ruled out for Saturday, but for the rest of the season. Apparently, he won't even serve as the third emergency quarterback, and the Commanders probably will go without one, leaving only Marcus Mariota and Josh Johnson active. And if they needed a third quarterback, then they could go somewhere else, presumably. Who knows? Maybe they could have Brandon Coleman be their third emergency quarterback. If we get to that point, the game of the night probably should be forfeited. Anyway, Thursday night football right here on the Team 980 via Westwood One Sports. Should be a good one, the Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. We told you last hour, Puka Nacua, been a tough week for him. He got injured late Sunday in a win over Detroit. Then he made a controversial comment on a podcast about NFL officiating. Then, apparently, he made a controversial gesture that was not taken kindly because it was insulting to those of the Jewish faith. And it was considered to be anti-Semitic in theme. He's issued an apology on the day of Thursday night football, likely without Davante Adams for the L.A. Rams, but he has indeed, Puka Nacua, issued an apology from college football. We just mentioned Miami, Texas A&M. They play Saturday afternoon. First, the college football playoffs, Alabama, Oklahoma get started tomorrow night. Bo Perbula, the Missouri quarterback, is on his way into the transfer portal again after transferring a year ago at this time from Penn State, looking for a new home. Capitals try and snap a three-game losing streak tonight, 106-7 the Fan. Puck drop just after 7 o'clock against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Wizards looking for win number two in a row. Tip-off just after 8 o'clock against the San Antonio Spurs on Bloomberg 99.1. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, man. Getting in the spirit of things a week before Christmas. My credit card bill is just going. It's okay. It's okay. It's time to show love and appreciation. You know what I got to do last night? I got to talk to my 11-year-old niece by text for, I don't know, probably 45 minutes of going pretty fast back and forth. Because it was her birthday on Monday. It's Christmas coming up. So just send her, you know, a combined gift card, whatever. So she texted me to thank me. Well, I mean, we talked about all sorts of things. School, what she's doing, how much her teachers don't like her in her class. She wants to go see Sabrina Carpenter. I asked her if she knew anything about Old Crow Medicine Show and the Holiday Hootenanny that I went to on Tuesday. She didn't, but she knew Wagon Wheel. It was fun. It was fun. That's the good part of Christmas and holidays and gift sharing and all that stuff. Now, the Nationals and their fan base, long-suffering, may have gotten a gift yesterday as well. We found out right after the show, the Nationals hired a new general manager. The former Philadelphia Phillies assistant general manager, Ani Colombi, 31 years old. 31 years old. Imagine that. I'm 52. Imagine that. So he is under now Paul Toboni. I mean, listen, it makes all the sense in the world to hire a GM under a president of baseball operations and to not have basically the president of baseball operations be the general manager like Mike Rizzo was, which is probably too much. And two minds are greater than one. I mean, make no mistake about it. Paul Toboni is still the man in charge. And Ani Colombi is going to essentially report to him. Or he will report to him. But he ain't going to make any trades or moves or cuts or anything like that without consulting Paul Toboni, for God's sakes. Right? Not going to do that. Now, he was previously, like I mentioned, the Phillies assistant GM. He oversaw the team's research and development department, which is going to excite a lot of people around here because of analytics and statistics and numbers and new age technology and all that. So, and again, I'm fine. AMAC bust my chops about that. It's not that I'm anti-anti. What I am is anti-exclusively using that as your only reason, as your only context, as your only data point, as your only thought process. Because that's where you get yourself in trouble. But Colombi's 31. He's younger than the manager that was hired without him being here, Blake Butera, who's 33, and of course, Toboni's 35. So you got a 35-year-old president, a 33-year-old manager, and a 31-year-old general manager. The Nationals have sucked for 6 years. 354-516, second worst record in baseball, ahead of just the Rockies. They were 66-96 last year. I would have never thought that. I thought 75 wins minimum. They were way worse. Of course, we know they won the World Series in 2019. That feels like forever ago. They're not going to win the World Series anytime soon. But can we get to 500? Can we compete for a wild card spot? That's what you'd like to see in the first 2 years of the Paul Toboni era. Now, the thing that I like that I've heard about this new GM is he and Butera apparently worked together in the Rays organization. He was with the Rays before going to the Phillies. So, as we said with Butera, when he was hired, hey man, the Rays can develop like nobody else can. They squeeze a lot of blood out of their rock. They do. So, listen, I don't know much about Columbia other than what I've read about him, other than he's considered one of the bright young minds. And obviously, Paul Toboni thought highly enough of him, and they must have a close enough relationship. And again, him and Butera worked together for a little bit in Tampa Bay. And he comes Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, and all that, right? I hope it'll work. I'm down with it. I'm okay with it. If you've sucked as long as they've sucked and as bad as they've sucked, I have no problem with trying something new. No problem at all. None. So there you have that. I wish I had something better for you to say I think they're going to be extremely analytically savvy. I think they are going to make decisions that piss you off when you get third time around in the lineup and they yank a pitcher and it might backfire, but it's also probably going to help them in a lot of ways. And they might find guys that are way better than their track record, than their resume. Perhaps like the kid they signed yesterday out of Japan. Okay? Maybe they struck gold with the catcher, Henry Ford, that they acquired from Seattle. All right. One other thing. Jeff Passan of ESPN has posted an article talking about the lack of movement in free agency and how teams haven't spent the same amount of money as they did last year, blah, 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 blah. And he broke it down into different categories, which was interesting. And I like the fact that he talked about, in different groups, top-tier starting pitchers, top-of-the-market bats, mid-tier starting pitchers, Japanese free agents, so on and so forth. For mid-tier starting pitching, he said, the temperature is febrile. I've never heard that term before. I have no idea what it means. But he mentioned that the Nationals, the Mets, Padres, Diamondbacks, White Sox, Orioles, and Angels, so that's a lot, are teams that have been most aggressive in the mid-tier pursuit of pitchers. And some of the names he mentioned in this grouping, okay, some of the names he mentioned are Chris Bassitt, Lucas Giolito, former Nationals top prospect, Nick Martinez, and Zach Littell, Justin Verlander, and Max Scherzer, Michael Lorenzen, and Patrick Corbin, Walker Buehler and Herman Marquez. Could you imagine how cool would it be if the Nationals brought back Mad Max? That would be fun. To show the young guys, right? I have really no interest in Patrick Corbin. Walker Buehler, if he could stay healthy. And that's the rub there. Bassitt, solid, like they said, give you innings, give you 6+ every time. This rotation needs it. Giolito has been, pretty good. But interesting, not surprising that the Nationals have been amongst 6 or 7 other teams extra involved in the mid-tier starting pitching range and grouping. I think the Nationals are going to wait to do a lot of their damage from July 15th through February 15th. Prices come down, guys get desperate, boom. All right, that's the national story. we'll spend a little bit of time from now and every now and then, whenever they do something, like hiring a new GM and prominently being mentioned and connected to some pitchers that you might know, including Max Scherzer. Coming up next, dum-dum of the day. Wait until you hear this. Catfish time. Not the kind that you eat. Not the kind that you eat. That's right. But it does have something to do with a radio host. Next, dum-dum of the day. Stay with us. All right, this story is absolutely wild. A radio host, a female radio host in London named Kirat Asi, thought she had found the love of her life named Bobby, a cardiologist. For nearly 9 years, the story says, they messaged daily, shared dreams, even got engaged. However, there was one problem. She never met Bobby in person. He would come up with excuses, witness protection, life-threatening illnesses, broken phones. What the radio host did not realize is she was stuck in an intricate scheme, a plot. She then, in 2009, when she was 29 years old, after years and years, received a Facebook message from JJ, who claimed to be dating her younger cousin. He wanted advice on winning the younger cousin back. The London radio host tried to help. Then came the devastating news. JJ had died from an allergic reaction. This is the person that reached out to her via Facebook. So she got contact for his brother so she could send condolences. She knew the name. But then that would really start an intricate part of the plot. The London radio host grew closer and closer to the brother of the person that had reached out to her named Bobby. There were friends of his, family members, his son's mother. They all had Facebook profiles. They all interacted. They shared photos, conversations, lived what appeared to be real lives. There's a lot of details here. Ultimately, 5 years of messaging, not meeting, she fell in love with Bobby. Apparently, he developed all sorts of life-threatening conditions that kept him hospitalized in New York. She had emotional guilt-tripping. She began to consider herself in a committed relationship, planning a future together, but she only knew the man via screen. Story goes on and on and on. Things started to get weird. He even asked really weird questions like whether she'd join ISIS with him. They'd fight, what have you. Again, the story goes on and on. And eventually she realizes, when this person still would refuse to meet her after all these years, she then encountered the real Bobby, who is standing beside his wife. He looked shocked when she showed him his own face on her phone, but he denied ever communicating with her. You see, catfishing in London is illegal, or is legal. And the cops wouldn't really do anything about it. But she kept fighting and fighting and fighting with police saying, you're not the real victim. The real Bobby is. But catfishing, again, isn't illegal. They refuse to prosecute for stalking or harassment or any kind of control. And ultimately, she wasted 10 years of her life and got nothing but aggravation for it. Now, that's a dumb radio host if I've ever heard of one. How could you be catfished for 10 years? How could you be in a relationship and engage with somebody for 10 years and never have met them? That's kind of weird. Even for a dumb radio host. Who needs a dumb radio host? Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold today. Coming up next, see you back here at 1 for a Feel Good Football Friday tomorrow. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you. We'll see you then. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.